Blog Talk Radio.
Your Block Talk radio station coming out of California. We'd like to greet everyone in the best of the greeting. There's no greeting, the master's greeting. And there's greeting that all of the prophets called to scripture when they came among the people, when they came among the followers, or they came to any village or any where that people was congregated at, they all greeted those people in peace, and that's still the best greeting today. And they didn't speak English, so they greeted them like this. They said, "Assalamu alaikum." And "Assalamu alaikum" simply means, "May Allah peace be unto you." There's no peace without Allah. And we are here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station calling the people back to the oneness of God. It's the lack of misunderstanding on how to worship and who God is. It's causing all the problems, and these problems caused by Satan himself, because only Satan can benefit from evil. A human being would never benefit from evil. So what we need to do now is open up with a prayer. And this prayer is called opening, but it's said in the Arabic language, being Al-Fatiha. One of the prayers we say every time we, before we bow down, the first one of the prayers we make, the first prayer we make is Al-Fatiha. It means to open. So we like to open up our prayer with prayer. And first we say it in the Arabic language, then we will come back with the English translation. We say inshallah. In the name of God. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil me. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Malik yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayri maghdubi 'alayhim wa ladh-dhalin. Amen. We seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejected enemy, with the name of God, most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We are asking Allah to please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who go astray, and not of those who wrath is brought down and they go astray. Amen. We like to greet you again in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world. Assalamu alaikum simply means God peace be unto you. We thank you for joining us tonight, and we again attempt courage people wherever they might be to work together and move this image so we can all be happy. Well, we can all have, money is not going to make us happy. It'll make us better off, but it's not going to make us happy. We will never be satisfied and be truly happy until we worship God correctly, until we worship Allah correctly, like Allah sees us, but we cannot see him. We respect Allah, we worry about Allah. We're not worried about somebody going to kill us. We worry about what Allah going to do to us. And that be the word, and not be worried about how somebody feel or how somebody they like. If we were doing what Allah said to have asked us to do, we would be a better people toward each other. We have all this killing and jealousy and envy and greed and all the other things that Satan plant in people's hearts. We would have people smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol because they would realize these things will kill you. And to stay on this earth as long as you can, you're living right and doing right, is to please Allah. It's to please the one who gave you and trust you with the life. And that is Allah. We all come from our mothers. Christ Jesus was born from his mother. But look how all the lies they have put on Christ Jesus. All the fear, all the false things they attribute to him. This is to keep racism going. And why not keep racism? What is the root of racism? The root of racism is in wrong thinking, weak ideas, and lies. And most of that weak ideas and wrong thinking and lies is coming from the church. It's coming from these houses. They show what 50 rabbis signed a letter to send to Israel soldiers to just blow the Palestinians off the map. So this is 50 evil people who are supposed to be religious leader and nothing but the devil in disguise. Because only the devil would say something like that. But these are the kind of people that most of the people, minds and hearts and finance has been trusted to. So that's what racism comes. It comes from lies on God first. That one of the biggest lies that ever been told and planted in the earth, that God got a song. And along with that, they add that this song was a Caucasian man, and they called him white. That's another lie that had added to the destruction. But when you say somebody's white, you're saying somebody's pure. You say somebody is better. And they know that. That's why they took on that. That's why the Jacobite gave them that language of white. When you say you black and everything black is really related to some evil. A black knight and all the black male, black cat, all this black, we are human beings. And it was good for us to take on the idea that we would try to build black up. We're not black. My skin is not black. My skin is brown. Why? Jesus said, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Why should I tell a lie on my skin that Allah has given me? Now look at it and I call it black and it's brown. I've been tricked. I've been given lies that I'm going to keep going. You know, African Americans have fallen into the fact talking about Black Lives Matter, and they will kill a black life quicker than they will a black cat. That's a human being. Let them get a little alcohol in them. Let them get a little false courage in them, a little weed in them. They'll do more to people that look like them than they would Cajun or light-skinned person. I have seen our people, our men, and our women. If a Caucasian come across the car, they are so nice and kind and gentle and humble. But let one of our people walk across the car in the parking lot, across the street while they come down. They will try to run over that guy, and they will say, nigga, get out the road. Who made us like that? Where that come from? We will never be put back together until we change the language. Allah has never said he made a nigger. This word comes from the Caucasian people. Imam said he couldn't say Nazra, so they said nigger. What to say a nigger, anybody dirty, low down, and foul. If that true, then the Caucasian people are the worst niggers. They are the master niggers that this world ever produced. Nobody has the record being more low down than they are. They have. We have to tell them that. Ain't nobody else in this world have dropped the bomb on Hiroshima and killed all them people. Even Russia has never done that. China. South Korea, none of those people that got those weapons of that kind of weapon of mass destruction ever dropped a bomb on 100 million people but us. And we have, and not only did they drop it on the Chinese people, drop bombs and that kind of bomb, they dropped a bomb on us in Oklahoma. In Rosewood, in other places. They dropped a bomb on us in Philadelphia, our country. Didn't have time to weed out the people that were causing problems, dropped a bomb on the people that lived in it, and those people looked like us. Would a white person done that? Would a person who have a good mind? If you said somebody white, it sounds like that come a good person. Sound like that person ought be innocent and more courteous and kind and more Adita because he called himself white. But he hides behind that idea that he's white. And how people good of hiding them behind that? And how do they hide them behind that? They say, nigga ain't nothing. And they refer that to African-American people. Who made us like that? It was the plantation life. Now, Honorable Elijah Martin pointed out that the plantation life, and the man, Warthy Muhammad, made Allah forgive him and his father for any shortcoming they might have and bless them the end of the gender and bless the Imam the end of the highest stage in the gender, near the prophet. He said that the word make us and form us and shape us in the life that we have. Imam brought that words make us. And when we call ourselves niggas, and that's what our children who supposed to be rappers, they supposed to be our people, and we can't say they're not our people because if Caucasians say if they sung songs like that, they'll be out of business. The Caucasian was to sing a song, and it sounds like the Ku Klux Klan have written some of the songs they sang and our young people are singing. Die, nigga. Kill a nigga. Run over the bee. Hit the bee with a brick. All this unmoral. Kill a nigga in my dope den. Kill him. Women talking. Women rapping filthy. Huh? Then we'll beat this nigga out of all his money. Huh? And we, the Africa, the church and all of us, we should be outraged against our, that they put, kicked our children on us like that to sing them kind of song to us. So we know where they come from. They come from, some songs come from out of California. The great meeting they had of the rappers. The Caucasians, the Jews told them what they had to sing to us. The Jews told them if they can't sing those kind of songs. And what did the Jew after hearing that he know that we were going to be singing them, that our people, our young people going to be rapping and singing those kind of songs? What did the Jew do? What did the Jew encourage the singers to do? To invest in prison. Because they know that kind of music is going to send so many of us to the mall and the prison. Gonna break up all kind of family. Ain't gonna be no family life. They know that. That's why they put them songs out there. That's why they allowed them songs to hit the airway. And our people pray them, play them songs like there's nothing wrong with them. They play them songs like that's the best investment they have bought into. They open the prison up. And when you go to the prison like I do, ain't nobody in there but us. It's some Caucasian in there, but they don't kill their mama. They don't kill half the family. Huh? They don't stole a whole or half a yard or cow. They don't kidnap about $20. And their time is lesser. You in there for a roach. And you got about 10 years. They in there for all cutting their wife's head off. And they ain't getting that kind of time. Huh? Beating up old black African Americans. So we are in the well mercy of these people because we refuse to come together like it's a sin for us to come together and work together and spend money in our neighborhood. Our people think that's a curse. I just left the gas station. The Arabs in there, ain't nobody working but the Arabs. Our people all around in the back of the gas station, drunk, trying to find keep them somewhere to build them a tent to sleep outdoors. Huh? They done got comfortable having nothing. That comes from that image. So we in the night, may Allah continue to bless us and grow and develop. And make a difference in the world And I know we can make a difference in the world. I know this truth that we got have been tested and have passed the test. Nobody has anything equal in what we have to say of the truth. Ain't no Caucasian people getting mad at me for telling them they ain't white. But the coward Negro, the coward scarecrow Negro, he gets shaking in his boots, afraid. We know they killed Dr. King and killed Malcolm. But their time is up. And Allah says he's going to protect the believers. Now, I believe that because I have seen it with my own eyes, that Allah will protect those who stand up for the pure truth. Some people stand up for half-truth, voting rights, and all that stuff, part truth. We got the whole truth. So help us, Allah. So I'm going to turn this talk. I have a young man on there. We go out in the street and talk to the people. We do dawah. We go out. We just don't say we believe in Imam W.D. Muhammad. We go out and lead the way and let them know who Imam W.D. Muhammad is, who brought Prophet Muhammad. May God Allah, peace, blessings be upon him. Huh? The Quran said that you obey Allah and obey his message. That the Quran said that. Means obey the one that brought you to this point, brought you to this knowledge. And Jesus and Moses and all the rest of them brought, should make no difference. But Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet. Allah chose him to be the last one to come before the human being and bring them the truth. So we here, I'm going to bring the young man up. Is he there, Brother Rakeed? Are you there?
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, they got to now. Well, you got 15, 20 minutes, brother. You got it.
As-salamu alaykum. Name is Allah. The most gracious, the most merciful. The one who have given life its form and have put the life of the soul into all of his creation. He is Rabbil Alameen. He is Lord of all worlds. His power is beyond any of our imagination. So he is the source of all power. He is all powerful. He is the greatest of the great. He is the greatest. He is Allahu Akbar. But I say, O ye who believe, obey Allah and obey his messenger. And those who are in authority over you. And among you, and if you differ among yourselves concerning any matter, refer it to Allah and the Messenger if you believe in Allah in the last day. Our authority is not a humanity authority over the nation. And some authority in households is not an affirmative authority. And we look for different authorities. We look for better leadership. As we know, the world right now is looking for better leadership, including America. America, which means a mirror, which means to rule. And we're looking for this this better leadership. And we know that they're not giving us the leadership that is entitled to us from our Constitution. We know that their interest is only wealth and control of the wealth, and to misuse the people of who they are in leadership with, to misuse the people. Excuse me. We find all over the world, the people are being untreated, unfair. It's the same in the house. The man is too masculine. He shows himself to be beating his chest all the time, but it's loud. Or the woman don't show her femininity. She's loud, boisterous. And we tend to look for better authority. And the authority of America we have no decision into the leadership of the Constitution. We make none of these decisions as the people. We've been fooled for a long time. We've been misused for a long time. We have not been, they have not been rationalized towards us humans having an understanding on life and humanitarian rights itself. We find in our country that animals are being treated way better than us, than human beings. We find so our power is very, very limited. We find that the politicians argue amongst each other, and they themselves are saying why do their position matters when they have no control over the legislation of bills. And even the people who make the bills have no control over these bills. It's all a front. So it's not to dismiss the Constitution, but it's to dismiss that authority. Allah said, "Oh, ye who believe in Allah." We in a country of America who give us the freedom of religion. Idol worship towards the minds and advertisements of many of people and many of businesses. Many of businesses. So we're under control. And we are being controlled as puppets. Once they found out the $1 trillion industry of alcohol is taken away from Americans. You find no interest in people wanting to support it. When gambling is taken away from America, you find no interest in Americans wanting to support it. It's just trillions and trillions of dollars. So the job is to mastermind you as a child, mastermind your mind as a child so that you can reform, so that you cannot be reformed for this decision that they've put upon us as puppets. They program as a child, as a child grow up. We found out in kindergarten, and the parents need to be very aware of what they're teaching our children. And they're teaching our children idol worship, and they're teaching our children to not to be respectful to their parents and to be disrespectful to their parents and respectful to their authority as far as teachers and whatnot. And it's in curriculums. They're also teaching homosexuality. And they're teaching it in cartoons, and they're teaching it in ways that are trickful, that are tricky, psychological. Because as a parent, if you're not in tune with the child and their work, then you're not going to pay that no attention. You're going to think it's just a cartoon without reading it. So our authority is not an excellent authority. It doesn't give us the best decision as Americans to utilize our own rationality and our own intellect. The thing about obedience is a change of a character. It's a change of morality. It's a change of life. And the obedience as we know as Christian, Muslim, and Jews, as we know, the obedience from God Almighty is the best obedience that we can ever oppose our own faith to. Because we know when we are obedient to our Lord that we want to present ourselves in the best of character, wherever we may be, wherever, in our houses, in the nation, out in the streets. We know this obedience changed our character. I know it's changing mine. And I'm pretty sure it's changing everyone just listening on this telephone. Because we understand that this obedience that Allah commanded, this is a commandment upon his servant, was to bring out the best of this authority that anyone could rationalize into. And you find in Islam, you find some of the best of characters. You find in Jewish religion, you find the ones who believe in Al-Rab, which is Allah, the ones who believe in the Almighty. You find they have some of the best characters in the world, and some best characters. You find their leadership to be in the excellence of the best of excellence for the people. For the people that Allah have created, his servants. So, do we continue fighting for this better authority? You know, do we utilize our power, or do we have any power in the American system to really express our freedom of religion, not just a mosque or praying five times a day, but to express it out in the world and be free with it. Be free with it. Do our authority stops, or do it continue? Do it continue? And how would we as believers, how can we be comfortable when the world of the nation, how can we be comfortable when the nation of Zionists are taking not just lives from us, but economical businesses from us? Majority in America, the Zionists own everything. They own everything from Coca-Cola to Sprite, some water, the big industries. How can we utilize this authority to put them out of business, or to buy them out, or to just take it over? How can we be in a position to make better for not just us men and women, but for our children? The world at this point in time is standing up for humanitarian rights. The things that's going on in Gaza and Palestine, going on in Congo, it was over 10 million. These are the Zionists. This is 98. Over 10 million Africans, Muslims, have been slaughtered for the resources of their land, and slaughtered for their land. Unhumanitarian rights. The same thing that Americans done with the Indians, rubbed them on the back and stabbed them in the place they rubbed them. All for power. The Europeans the Zionists have no good history. You find them as some of the biggest terrorists of authorities in the world. They don't believe in Allah, and they do not believe and follow the messenger of Allah. They have become egotistic followers and obedient followers of Shaitan and Shaitan brothers. And they believe in themselves as gods upon earth. Gods upon earth. But we find out that this act, the terroristic war towards the servants of Allah, the servants of God Almighty, regardless of their nationality, it is it's a deep concern for humanitarian rights. And we have gotten to the point where we have no defense against them. They can easily come into our homes and take our children, detain them, lock them up, falsely in charge, falsely incriminate them, even in America. So what are we doing, and how can we prepare ourselves for this act of violence upon us in America, which will come, because they did it to the rest of the world. Why they will not try it to the believers in America? You know, it's very scary, and it's terrifying. But what are we planning on? Like, segregated from the rest of the world because they are different nationalities? Do we ban in La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Rasulullah as one? As Rasulullah tell us, he says, regardless of, he said, when it comes, he said, he had made us nations and tribes. Allah says he has made us nations and tribes not to despise one another, but to know one another. And he said that, Rasulullah said that, in humanitarian rights, regardless of the nationality, we have no, I'm on the radio.
Oh, you need some oil.
I need some oil. Over the back. It's in the back. Chill out. Thank you. We have no authority to use within our own government. You know, it's one thing to fabricate lies. It's another thing to play along with the lie. But when the truth of the matter is, we have no power in America. Power is very, very limited. Very, very limited. And our authority. We don't want to be like the disbelievers, the ones who utilize wealth and war to take over nations and nationalities. We don't want to be as those people. We don't want. But we also want to secure a path of excellence, though we have been through some of the greatest battles as African Americans, especially as Muslims, the whole race of African Americans in America, and the other race have been through wars. But we have been through a lot of battles, and have lost and won spiritually. We have always won. Physically, we are always lost. As the Indians, the treaties of the European, we find is no good for the promises that they make upon us. So how can we as believers secure ourselves with better authority in America? I say we demand our own state, integrate with them. We separate ourselves. And we have the same law that's given to us by the law to utilize our own law of our own religion and our own union of this law to secure our own people or servants of Allah. It has to be secured. We should not be able to not have power in our own country. And we are the people of this power. So obedience is very, very important. And it constructs betterness in the political arena, the spiritual world, and the political arena, and also give us better characters, which we all need. And once we find out who our enemy, our real enemy is, and we stop playing as if we are the enemies of each other, but we know who our real enemy is, and we find out ways to delete this enemy from causing more ignorance upon us and our country, and in the power of authority. Once we realize that we are up under one banner, one flag of La Ilaha Illallah, this has nothing to take out of being American. Muhammad al-Rasulullah, once we understand that we are one people, we can operate as one body. One body. And the laws of America have to back us up because it's the Constitution. And anyone who opposes towards this Constitution opposes against America. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, that guy's a man. I'm going well now. You might have enough time for you to come back. You know,
yes, sir.
You think everybody's coming, you know, invite another cohort worker, come on, Sister Karan. As-salamu alaykum. Sister Karan. As-salamu alaykum.
Waalaikumsalam. Alhamdulillah. Shuja, he's at the masjid.
Okay. Okay.
Alhamdulillah.
You like to say?
What? Not right now. Not right now. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And when everybody on the show know that we got our calendars today, and we'll be setting the calendars out. And this year they cost a little more than $5 more, $20, but it's worth it. With all the knowledge in these calendars. One calendar is the reparation and other is dawah. You can't go wrong with both of them. I'm planning on having both of them hanging up in my house. So you can't go wrong with them. And we see now more people are coming into this religion. But it's why I'm saying that. They're coming to the masjid and taking their shower. This world out here, whoop you. This world out here will spank you. And there's nowhere to run and hide. But the only place we have to do, one of the places we have to, for rescue, for our artists, the master. And let's keep working in our place. Humilay Shaitan Rajim, between La Rahman and Rahim. Ashadu Ilay, Ilay, Ilallah. Ashadu Ilay, the Muhammad and Rasulullah. And we'll win back when this. I testify again, there's no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad is a seal. On the prophet, there's no more prophet to come. So I like to read some from Imam Wahid Muhammad's speech. What are the conditions, he said, based for Muslim unity? This is part three. I'm not going to read all of it. I'm going to read some of it. He said, in the Muslim Journal, December 15, 1989, following the speech addressed by Imam Wajid Muhammad was given in Monmouth, South Carolina, on October 22, 1989, and the editor edited by Imam Wajid Muhammad, Muslim Journal. He said more than any of us would like to admit, the system and the behavior of the international Muslim rule and officials concern authorities more action to the colony than to the true Muslim position. Muslim in the world, the rule, and most of the general people are formed more by the advice circumstances of the past. Colonized denomination by the Book of Allah is the Sunnah of Allah's messenger. May the peace and blessing be upon him. It is about if these are not the case, then would not have the bad situation we do have in the international Muslim world. It would not have. If their about was untrue, then Muslims would not be afraid to respect their own individual, truly Muslim, Sikh-based intelligence of freedom, free the citizens in their own Muslim land. Muslims are scared by past denomination. Most Muslims in the international world are afraid of the open and strong Muslims. It is simple because a new power really the kind of generation produced from the influence of the old dominant. Many of us like their past dominated and past ruler by enjoying the superior achievement by the West. Do you know that we, an example among us, the African Americans, there are those of us who hate that we were once slaves to the white man. We hate that. We hate it so much it hurt us, our intelligence function in the free American of today, in the democratic America today. It hurt our intelligence, power to influence probable, because before we could think self, that hurt us had overwhelmed our group sense. We still react to the what's happening yesterday and carrying the scab until we heal ourselves as a group. We will not be in a democratic, the opportunity of freedom that are open to the right there right here today in America. In other words, the man was letting them know that our problem is with us. We need to trust and come together and put down that fear that we can't make it. We still lean into the Caucasian when we tell we making it. It's like a ghost pop up there and says, we better not try that. And all of us to be successful, We have to come together and let those who will come, let them come. But those who don't want to come, you ain't no force in this relationship. Ain't no force. But how many more gonna die trying to find out that they was wrong about this religion? One thing we know, judgment won't set in until everybody has heard the word. Allah said that. Allah not going to punish nobody that hadn't heard the word. And who you think been chosen to give this word that we have, if we could take it to Washington and hundreds and thousands, and we could give a speech like Dr. King did or like Farrakhan did, we would be able to change most of the people's heart and mind, because truth stands out clear from falsehood. Farrakhan went to Washington and he blows up a golden opportunity to make the world better. He started preaching on all the images that were there. The White House and the monuments, all the different statues. He started preaching. He should have been telling people that our problem, that we need to come together and spend our money among ourselves. So my father, he won over the Nation of Islam now, so-called Nation of Islam. And Dr. King did the best he could with what limited knowledge. He told me that he had a dream. And that dream had yet terrorized all these people trying to keep that dream from coming together. Yeah, they want us to come together. But they want all our men to be homosexual so they can do whatever they want to. What are they trying to make? And most of our men are wearing the clothes and putting the earrings in their ear, doing everything that would lead them to act like a homosexual. They look sweet with those clothes on. Their hair down their back. Don't look like they will do good working nowhere. Even riding about. So we must get the truth to the people. And some people say, well, all of us can't do that. You have so many ways you can bring this truth to the people. This Block Talk radio station is one of them. The street corners ain't going nowhere. And all the downtowns in America ain't going nowhere. You go where the people at. They're like the prophet did. They traveled and met the people and gave the people the truth. And so that's what we had to, we said we want to see our people advance. And when I'm talking about our people, I'm talking about the best of the bunch. Because we got to be careful talking about our people. We got people that look like us. We'll cut your head off. We'll run over you. Because I've seen it for myself. Like I said, an old Caucasian lady walk across the street, a young one, they stop and smile and test some nice things. But let somebody that look like himself walk across in front of their car, they ready to run over that person. They ready to cuss that person out. Who made us like that? The plantation life left us in bad shape. And we ever going to get put back together, we going to have to work together and work this evil that they planted in us out about each other. Because that was planted in us. Because we would go to the army, we'd go and get in the Navy, and the first thing we would do was find people that look like us and then connect with those people. With the Caucasian people, didn't want nothing to do with you. You was a monkey. You was a baboon to them. And they and you were fighting for their freedom because you didn't receive none. And they still, you still talking about you, that we are free. Yeah, we free to walk outside our doors and walk up certain streets we live in America. But when we come drive our car, we go down to South Georgia, we can lose that freedom in a matter of minutes. So those Ku Klux Klan people who's over the police department or who run the justice department, they'll put you in jail and you start recording them. They might shoot you. And so they thought you had to go. A minute, African Americans have tried to record, like the Constitution gave us the right to do. The Constitution gave us the right to film the police. The police will shoot you, and the Supreme Court ain't gonna do nothing. But the Supreme Court itself is a joke. Ain't nobody supreme but Allah. How do people get in office and cannot lose their job? Don't you call that dictatorship? Can't get in there and do whatever they want to, and they can't go to jail, they can't lose their job. What kind of people is that? What kind of people America have put in office over them? They don't have no king and queen, but the Supreme Court is close to it. So all praise is due to Allah. Allah is the creator of this creation. He wants us to help change this and let the people know that he's their God. He does not die. He lives. He created them to test them. And we all been tested as we pass through this earth. And whatever we do in this earth, it will determine what Allah put us in the next life. Right here, life after death. Just like that life after sleep. So, inshallah, I don't see nobody else. But if the brother Rocky still around, I'm going to give you some more minutes, man. You did such a good job, so you got it.
All praise to Allah. Find that the leadership that Allah has given us in America and throughout the world have been successful in a manner of religion and of economics. We find this order come from the order of Rasulullah alayhi wa sallam, may peace and blessings be upon him. We find in Islamic countries, Iraq, Iran, the country that have been colonized from the Europeans. We find it in these countries very little crime. Very, very little crime. But we find that authority the authority with leadership in these Islamic countries are very, very, very significant. And the law of the authority works for the people. We find it so much, so even in America, that our history, which is the American history, of Muslims being in America, which is not just Muslim history or black history, it's American history. But we find that at the times, even the times of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and his son being in leadership, we find that do for self motivated not just the Muslim Americans, but motivated the Christian Americans, African Americans, particularly nationality I'm opposing his truth. But we find out just to do for self. I don't think, you know, that we need another masjid. We got so many masjids. So many masjids, and the capacity of the masjids is not filled. But I do believe that we need businesses. And the businesses that are going on in our communities, we need to invest in them. And we need to compete against our competition. We need to compete against our competition and our businesses, regardless of what is our businesses are. You know, that's our businesses are the strength of our economy and our community. We should never leave our children, our seniors, or even us in the hands of oppressors, or have anything to do with oppressing any unhumanitarian rights or any people or anyone. We shouldn't. But our significance, I was invited by a beautiful pioneer of our community, Sister Zelly. She always tightened me up. She gave me literature. Very nice, beautiful sister. Married to Brother Jihad. A stern man. He's a good man, and he does anything he can do for the masjid. And then good heart. Him and his wife. And I was invited to the 65-year celebration of Atlanta Masjid, of our other masjid in Atlanta. And I sat there, and they raised over $5 million for a new masjid and school. I'm with the school for the children and a development for living quarters. But no businesses. No business. Money does not generate without business. Our economy depends on businesses. And the same way that I believe that the Europeans gained their power, I do believe the government owes us the same resources they gave the Europeans with zero interest rates. Zero interest rates from the government to sponsor anything we need in America. It's the American way. But we cannot be blindsided of racial superiority or this European superiority that want an idea and mind frame and political world or political system to look as if they are gods upon earth on African Americans in America. We can't be blind to it. Majority of people who attend churches and mosques are working economy. Do not have finances to contribute to anything besides their family. We're in a deficit in America owing China and other countries that our authority is utilizing our own, our American economics to build other countries. How in the history of the world will we not advance in anything, in any type of any type of economics to make these demands upon the government? Of our demanding our wealth, or demanding the contract, the contract of 40 acres in the mill. And how have our own government sold the Constitution out for religion, or for a group of people to remain in power to obtain the wealth? And it affects our everyday life, it affects our family life, and it definitely affects our future. No history in the world operates off of not taking care of their family, or taking care of their homes, or taking care of their nation. I do believe it's time for America to stand up on its own and stop relying upon Jews, the corrupted Jews at that, the Zionists, the European Zionists, to remain in his power to destruct and destroy us as Americans' economics. And we know what they're doing elsewhere throughout the world. Things that we have to demand upon our own government. And it had to be a demand, a solidarity demand to utilize our economics. We are everyday working people. It's the same as the Christians say, take the world from me, just give me Jesus Christ. Don't take the world from me, just give me Allah. We should never put ourselves in that position. That's not even what Allah teaches. Allah teaches characteristics of him so that we can implement those characteristics that, excuse me, those attributes of Allah into our own life to bring out our characteristics, or to bring out what we need to obtain in life. And if we don't utilize it and have it, then we're being puppeted. Someone else is controlling us, whether we're conscious of this control or not. We're being controlled. But I just don't think as leadership, as our leadership, and Muslim leadership, that we need anything right now in America besides businesses to obtain wealth. And once we get to that level, and that, and say for instance, I'm not against the raising of the money. Just say for instance, that 5 M's that we raised, put those into small businesses and allow those small businesses to compete with other businesses on a major scale. That way we can employ our own. We can help our own community. We can have our community to grow. But our community is not going to grow when there's nothing coming into it and it's just taken out. It's like you have a savings account or you have a banking account and you just go into it every time. Eventually you're going to go to zero. You're not going to have any wealth. You're going to have to take care of this bill and that bill, and you got another bill, and you got an emergency, and it's just going to be chaos. And you're going to be back to ground zero, back to zero. So for our communities to flourish in economics, because we already know who a lot of our Sula is. We just ain't practicing something about it. But for us to obtain equality and justice for the servants of Allah, and to obtain an economical power in America and in this country, then we have to be focused on business. How can we allow the businesses that we have to operate on a major billion-dollar, trillion-dollar scale annually? How can we do as if we did this before? We did this in I'm hearing stories of the nation. I'm seeing the history of America. How can we let Europeans buy out Muslim businesses that was successful Muslim businesses to not be that much of a, have a conscientious of our own future? And it just get off the map. As if they just bombed us. But this time they didn't bomb us. They snuck it up under us. They brought us out. And the majority of the brothers sold out. It's the same history with the Odyssey Muslims. Where we had the wealth and the control and the power and was brought out. Was greedy. The greed took over the brotherhood. Invaded itself in the sisterhood. And corruption began to happen for other countries for us. But this is America, dear brothers and sisters. We might can't depend on this great power that we know that Allah will give us. But what we can depend on is the power Allah already gave us. And some of the power that Allah have gave us is in business. And we find business generate money. Money is not good sitting still. Money ain't no good sitting still. That's being greedy. Money moves. When money moves in a circle, that's how you get more of it. Allah say, who would give him a goodly loan? Everyone on his phone and gave Allah a goodly loan. And you didn't multiply that loan more times. Allah done gave it back to you more times than you gave it out. That's economic common Allah's law. I think our focus should be in leadership is to put money into small businesses to obtain more wealth and obtain better power within America. And this was done before. These strategies that was done way before my time, way before it. And these are strategies that need to come back to us as Muslims in America, because we got the best of everything. We got halal. We got the best everything tailors, because we say Bismillah before we do anything. So we are the best. We are the best. And we have the best products to offer the world. But we don't have the best products to offer the world on a trillion-dollar, million-dollar scale as the Jews and the Europeans have gained power over the world. We don't have that type of power. But the power that we do have is to invest in small businesses and push them to grow. Now, small businesses generate $2 trillion a year, then we have enough to build what we need to build. Because we have money that we're not taking out. We have money that's coming in, and it's continually coming in. But as far as the schools, And holy temples and holy places of worship, you have money that's being taken from the people. It's money that's being taken from the people. So you don't have no economic resources to bring that money back to the people, which the people have more rights over the money that they're putting in the pot. That's just common sense. We had another incident at another masjid.
that it was over $100,000. That's not no one's talking about it. That was just missing out of the bank from Muslim leadership. And no one's talking about this. This is just normal. That's money that people have been working hard for, been putting money into and trusting leadership or trusting the people within the leadership to secure this money. It's being missing. A lot of the trust between masjids, the people, the servants of Allah, and the leadership of Allah, it's been broken. It's been broken. And the only way that trust is going to come back is if leadership invests into the people within the community of these businesses. Imam Muhammad talked about it. He said we need to invest in the businesses and in the community so that we can utilize its wealth. That's how we create our wealth. Until the government give us reparation, that's the only way we're going to have any type of residual wealth in America. All of us should be millionaires. Every last one of us that a Muslim should be millionaires so that we can generate and help the other rest of the world. We are supposed to be able to help the Christians and whoever is in need. That's the Muslim way. Until we get in that position, then we have no power. Have no power. Them $5 million ain't nothing. It's nothing on a $1 trillion scale, millions and million dollars of scale that businesses generate just in 1 year. That's no money. We can't do nothing with it. But we can utilize that $5 million to put into these small businesses and watch them grow and generate more wealth besides without taking from the people. I think it's very, very important because we should be able to live a legacy of not just saying we Muslims, abana la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, but we should be able to live this legacy that have economics behind it, that we can help other people. Just as Rasulullah did, Ali wa salam. His whole purpose was a tax, was not to use the tax money and take it to another country and empower that country. He never did that in history. He used the tax money, the tax wealth, and the tax money, and he used it to help the poor, help the ones who didn't need, help the ones who couldn't get jobs, help the ones who couldn't provide for their families, help the children that didn't have anything to eat, and help people that had good minds and put them in business. Imam Muhammad did the same thing. And Imam Muhammad generated, Imam Muhammad said he counted so much money. They had so much money one time. He said he didn't even want no more money. He told them brothers, he said, man, keep that money and give it to other people. Imam Muhammad gave giving masjids a large, significant amount of wealth. Large, significant amount of wealth to open schools and businesses up. Because his intelligence was, if I open these businesses up, if I can educate the children to utilize their skills and their profession and open up businesses, he said they'll be more beneficial towards the community and more beneficial in America so that we can prevail, progress. That's the mission. It's not going sending our children to European schools after they graduate from Islamic schools and going out and getting jobs. That don't make any sense. We have many doctors in our community, and the community owes them a facility so that they can use and utilize to become their own bosses. The community owes them. We have plenty of businessmen in the community that have graduated but have these jobs and going to work and becoming someone else's servant, someone else's employee. That's not Islam. Islam is bossing up. Islam is utilizing the wealth that we have to invest inside our own children. What do we look like sending our children, us, to these European doctors that have no interest in humanitarian rights? The only thing they're interested in is our organs. Everybody that likely to kill you than to help you. Excuse me. They will kill you than to help you. So we're not investing in what really need to be invested in, then we're just going backwards again. And we're not getting anything out of it, you know. And it's not just the way I feel, it's the way it is. Because it is that way. And we have to really, really invest in our community. We have to, not just community, excuse me, we have to invest in businesses in our community. So we can have a community. That's what makes the community. That's what builds it. You know, we're looking at the rest of the world and everybody in America building but us. And we ain't going to be able to build if we ain't doing what Imam Muhammad told us to do, what Allah and Rasulullah told us to do. We ain't going to be able to build nothing. We're going to be stuck, brothers and sisters, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. We're tired of being stuck. We don't want to be stuck no more. We don't want to be stuck. We want to utilize what Allah then gave us, the power Allah gave us, and unify ourselves. Everybody not going to want to be unified. And we can't come. The thing about the Muslim faith is, I don't care if you're from Bangladesh. I don't care if you're from Saudi Arabia, if you're from Palestine, if you're from the Congo, if you're from Senegal, if you're from Argentina, if you're from any side of the world, Chinese, we band on La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That's what brings us together. We are the only, we're the only people who come together upon the La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. No other people could come together like this. The disbelievers come together in superiority and inferiority. They have to be over each other. We come as equals to each other. We come as equals. We're equals. And if your brother's not treating you like an equal, then everyone transgresses against their brother until he understands that he's equal as everyone else. That's Quran. Same for the sisterhood. And then that's not being done, then Allah will put curses on people. You'll have bad feelings. Something bad will happen to you. This Islam ain't no joke. And it's good because you would rather get your punishment on this earth. You don't want your punishment in that grave as believers, and you definitely don't want your punishment in the hereafter. You want to be able to see your life prevailing. You want to progress your life. Your life should be able to, you ought to see your difference in your life as you've seen it from today, or you should see your difference in your life as you should see it tomorrow. You should see a difference in your life. You should not be the same person every day. And you're saying you're making 5 prayers a day. What good is it doing to you? What good is it doing to the ummah? We're expressing ourselves as worse of people to our own community. Worse of attitudes, worse of characteristics. It's just not good. And don't think the world don't see it. We under the spotlight right now. Microphone spotlight. And we are those people who are going to prevail. We are the Muslims. We are the Muslims. And everybody wants to be Muslim. They don't know how to come into it. But Allah is going to rectify his affair with the people. Allah is going to bring people to Islam. But what good are we if we are not setting these examples that's going to generate what they need to have in their lives so that they can be functional people in their lives? We're going to send them back to the oppressor who they've been up under the power of? Are we going to give them our own jobs and positions in our industries and our companies? Why we can't have Walmart? Why we can't have grocery stores? How we can't take that $5 million and make a grocery store and see what it's going to generate, or take that $5 million and go buy out of Walmart? Why we can't do that? Why are we always thinking of different things that's not going to generate us money? I'm talking in every country, every state. And then the leadership then got so greedy, the only thing they really care about is the bread, the money. The people are the ones who've been building the mass shit. That's the people's money. That ain't the leadership money. That's the people money. But the people will never see it because it's a blind barrier that is set up, not Allah. So may Allah forgive them and may Allah bless us with better authority and way, way better leadership. But we will never be able to prevail in America until we get power. Until we get power. One sister said she was talking about land. Land is power. Land is power. Land is built. But let's get this wealth first. And the only way we're going to get this money is by doing what Imam told us to do. Making businesses, buying out businesses, having the businesses where we can understand that these businesses are Muslim-owned, Muslim-operated, and Muslim materials made by Muslims at a Muslim store. That's America. The Jews doing it, the Chinese is doing it, the Asians doing it, everybody doing it. We got the power to do it, and we should utilize this power there, brothers and sisters. We should utilize it because it's the only thing to do. We have nothing that we have nothing left. Nothing left besides to take more from the people. And the people a lot of the people are elders. A lot of the people they're on fixed income. Their heart is to help. Their heart's in it. And they give some of the best cook bars. They use so much psychology on these cook bars, man. You begin in your head, you think you're going to paradise because you gave two M's. A lot of you can't buy yourself in paradise. You can't buy yourself in the lost kingdom. You get the paradise by your character, your obedience to Allah. That's how you get to paradise. We're never in life to talk like the disbelievers. Ever. We have no power and no control of any human being, regardless of imam, a mayor, or whatever your political position is. We have no power authorized by Allah saying that anyone have a right to get into paradise. No one. That's the decision Allah makes. And if you give money, you give it not to be seen of men. That's how you get your blessings. You give it if it never existed. You give it with the good intentions, with a good heart, to purify your heart. But never should we ever tell a brother we're going to get him to paradise because he gave up two M's or he gave up 100,000 or 50,000 or 10,000. Nah. That's a law decision. That's not the decision of leadership. And you shouldn't play with a congregation like that at all. At all, period. But our power will come from Allah. Allah has given us permission to utilize businesses. He has given us permission to invest in those businesses. And he has given us permission to compete with disbelievers in business. That's the permission of Allah. He didn't give us permission to take. That is no permission. Rasulullah would never have done it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His companions would have never had did it. And if you're a good Muslim, you'll never do it without investing back to the people. Now, we don't need no more masjids going up. And the schools we have, let's take care of those schools that we already have. But the money that we need in America, Muslims in America need to go into businesses. Who have orchestrated this what group of Muslims have orchestrated this type of business sense? The foreign Muslims. Very smart. Very, very smart. Intellectual. Very smart. They utilize their wealth to bring more wealth. They put it in their business because they know their businesses. They got gas stations. You can't go to a gas station that ain't by a Muslim. The Jews found out that the gas is the biggest thing in America. So they opening up their gas stations. But that's something that we are plugged in with the Muslims for gas. Now, we are African Americans. We don't have one gas station in Atlanta, Georgia. These are revenues and avenues that will bring in millions and millions of dollars annually. So our leadership is not thinking. They're thinking corrupted, and that's the corruption part of their mentality. And may Allah take it away from them, take their positions away from them, or change their hearts and keep their position so that the people, we are people of our communities could have something. We have that right, and that right is ours. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil of the shaitan and the evil of people and the evil of our intentions and purify our intentions and make us better Muslim men and women to prevail and help society. May Allah put his favor on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the brothers and sisters in Palestine. May Allah give them aid. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wake the Muslims up. Wake the world up. Wake the world up. Wake the world up. And if Allah have to destroy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did say this. He said every wicked society will be destroyed before the day of judgment. And may Allah destroy the wicked men amongst us. May he destroy them. May he destroy them so bad and make them humble themselves so ease. And may they live with that humble. But Allah is the destroyer, Allah is the purifier, Allah is the redeemer. And every single soul that Allah creates have a right for that soul to redeem itself into the light back in the excellence of Allah and the follow the Rasulullah and the follow the excellence of humanity. The excellence of humanity. That will strengthen America. America is not America without business. Politics is not run by politics because we know the Constitution has been sold. Politics is ran by businesses, corporations. The money ain't even being made without the corporations making the money. And now we're in we're in a deficit right now so much, dear brothers and sisters, that we might don't understand the new economy that's being presented towards us, or presented towards the rest of the world, and it might not have hit us yet. But in due time, it will. What are we doing to prepare ourselves for this? What are we doing to prepare ourselves if the nations get mad at the terrorists and things that Israel is doing to the Muslims? What if they get mad and they already? America don't have no good history at all, and we really don't have no power and no power to fight no big country. But what if they come over here? What if they come over here? They would not be wrong. America invaded every other country in the world, just about every other country, especially the Islamic countries. And we find out, we doing our history, we find out the Jews been behind them all along. All along. Palestine right now is worth $5 trillion of all that's in Gaza, that Gaza Strip. That's why they want them out. They're greedy and selfish. They're greedy and selfish that it takes lives of innocent Muslim men, women, and children so that they add that to their economy so the rich can get richer and the poor get poor. And it's not fair to no one. It's not fair to them. It's not fair to anyone. But when you when Allah puts you in power of wealth, you got to make that wealth work. It's like grandmama. It's like mama. She worked off of ends meet. She made it work. Now you're in a position of leadership. You got to make it work. Money don't work sitting up. It works moving around. And that's something they teach the Europeans. But as far as us in our Islamic schools, Sidi Clare Muhammad, up under the leadership of Imam W.D. Muhammad and Sidi Clara Muhammad, would never send their children to an Islamic school which they own. And they have the rights owned at school to this day. And would send their children to pressure schools just to get out of those schools and go work for the same person that you've been fighting all your life? That's just something to think about. It don't make no sense. It don't. Until we start thinking like Prophet Muhammad. We have to really think like him. And we know the best of the intelligence that came from him was Imam Wafdi Muhammad. Plenty other imams. But we got to start thinking like that. We're such poor people because we don't invest in business. And I'm not saying go open you up a fish shop. Ain't nobody eating no fish. Nah. I'm saying let's get competitive. Let's start thinking. Let's open up some Walmarts. Let's open up some gas stations. Let's open up some coffee shops. Let's open up something that we know the people of America want. Let's open up some shoe stores, some clothing stores. That's going to generate money and generate millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Let's do that with our money and stop investing in things that we don't have the money to get. It's a dream. And ain't nothing wrong with a dream. Don't get me wrong, dear brothers and sisters. Ain't nothing wrong with a dream. But this reality. Islam teaches reality. Islam don't teach dreaming. Islam teaches reality. Islam teaches let's do this and let's do this and it's done. That's what Islam teaches. Islam don't teach us no false reality, no false hope. It teaches for the people. Islam is for the people. In every type of way it is. Any type of decision. I don't care if you're the president of the United States of America, you're still my equal. I don't care what imam you is, you're still my equal. Now, if you think you're over me, then everybody need to transgress until that brother calm down or that imam calm down or that sister calm down. That's the Quran. To know our places in our religion, we're all servants of Allah. None of us is over anyone. We give power and leadership to our imam, and our imams are our equals. They're not our gods. They're not over us in any type of way. They should be as stern. They should teach us how to be stern men, good men. They should give us something that Allah has gave them. And they should be able to feed it to us, give it to us. You know, we should never be in a situation where we can't get our own children out, get our own imams out of prison to the system. We have no power. The first thing the Jews did is they obtained businesses in New York City. They locked down the businesses. When they locked it down, everyone had a shot with them because you couldn't go nowhere else and shot with anyone else because it's right in your face. Then they put themselves in this political position. So once they did New York like that, they started doing the rest of the states. So they can get all they want in this world, but they have no shame hereafter. We want all we want in this world, and we want the share in the hat. We want the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter, brothers and sisters. Allah work, bro.
Okay. I'm doing it. Thank you. Time is up. Well, let me bring Brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia up. Columbia, Georgia, as I take him.
Well, alaykum as-salam, everybody on the cube and outside. Kudu billahi bin ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu ala ilaha illallah. Ashadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank Allah much for preventing us to be on this message of concern. And since it's kind of general knowledge, the message of concern tonight is this blessing that Allah has revealed to us in blessing the city of Atlanta, Georgia, and the community of Muslims in Atlanta, Georgia, to show a form of sadiqa that very few of us have been able to hear and see on a public level. But we have to remember, this was from Allah. It was not from the people who Allah gave the money to make this effort to donate towards their own life in a way that is wonderful. But how do we could turn this wonderfulness into something that's beneficial? Allah said, I'll do this to you to see if you will spend it in my way so that it will benefit you and multiply in many, many different ways. Now, like the brother was, Raul Key was saying, you know, we have to ask to bless those who he has trusted with this opportunity of leadership to see what they will do if a small favor, one is about the size of a mustard seed, we know if it's given toward pleasing Allah, it will grow outside of the largest universe we can conceive that Allah had created. It gives us that much authority in the reality of this creation that Allah has given us and made us the best of. Down to business. You got to remember again, the business means the mind that is in constant motion to take what Allah has given it and spend it and glorify and tell the world that there's no God but Allah. It's not a lot of what everybody think it is. Business is not money. Business is using these things that Allah has created to help us worship him without a doubt so that those who are watching this model human being patterning his himself off the way of the creation, which is Allah's will, watch him humble himself or herself and put their will in the will of Allah and do what he have asked the world since Adam to do and has specifically asked for the final time in the revealing of the Quran to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and left that trust with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be the best human example of how we can spend feasibility law and save our own souls first, then our loved ones, then our community, and those who are under oppression, the orphan, the welfare, et cetera, et cetera. Don't you know out of $200,000, that $5 million that Allah has blessed the world with, because if it is spent in the cause of Al-Islam, there's no telling what the human beings who have received this $5 million blessing from Allah, Allah is telling them, I'm giving you the authority to be the leadership of this reality right you in right now and start to build this model community right here in the eyes of every human being who is watching America, the place of the slave, the Muslim slave who was sent here to bring this hellhole. Everybody know America is hell. It is the core of Satan's hellhole. And every hypocrite and every imp of the shaitan and the spirit of the shaitan is right here in this country, where a man ain't saved to where if he don't watch himself, he can think he's a woman. A woman ain't safe to where she might think she's a man. There'll be murder, robbery, stealing, killing, evil, every evil you can think of. So now that we have this ball in our hands to save our own soul with first, this was given to the Muslims, this opportunity to spend feasibility. What is feasibility? Can you imagine that in the writing of the Constitution of the United States, way back in 1700, that white men of all types of nationalities were reading the Quran. And when Allah asked them, do we use wisdom? And what can you do to prepare the way for your salvation? That making sure that even though your evil brothers hate you for loving the truth, put it in your constitution so that the children, future of this environment, will still have the right to be free. This money should be spent on the freedom of the Muslims in Atlanta first. And from that spending of it for their freedom first, will give them the opportunity to develop freedom. Don't you know in the United States Constitution, we now have the money, the hearts of the best Islamic lawyers on this earth to prepare the paperwork to declare that we are not a Islamic organization like ISTA and ICTA and some of the other Islamic schools of thought in this country. They are organizations. They just call themselves communities like we're doing. But at least they have a charter. They have an obligation to each other. In order, at least they have membership. But we have been saved by Allah to do something great. We can go right here in the United States of America and put our paperwork in to be equal to the Christian communities that this Christian so-called society permits. The Amish. They're not organizations. They're a community. Even the renegade Mormons of the Christian faith are a community. They're not an organization. Think about that. All we had to do is get our lawyers and go down to the Congress and apply for, we already got citizenship, but we want real citizenship, citizenships of the community of Al-Islam here in America with the other communities of faith. And if they want to work together and ensure for common terms to make this country the type of country that God will bless it, like they have been falsely and artificially lying to the world and saying that God bless America. And ever since they made that statement, they have gotten worse and worse and worse. And they got us following them. Money is the root of all evil. Don't think that it ain't, especially if it ain't halal. Especially if it ain't halal. And if not spent in the cause of Al-Islam so that the human family will receive the benefits of what Allah has given us when he created us Khalifa. There's nothing stopping us from filing for community citizenship in the United States of America. There's already a bunch up here, but you'll never hear about it. There's Buddhist communities here, not Buddhist organizations. There's Hindu communities here in the United States. And they have agreement with their mother country, with this country, to live and pursue the future of their country. Why you think everybody come here? They're getting the freedom to pick the bones of the slaves of America. And everybody work us and pimp us and do what they want to do because we are the richest. We are the best. And they come over here to get the best and then make their old countries where they come from rich.
Well, wait, Bob.
But they're always ready to leave when the times start getting bad like it did. We have to be wise with when Allah bless us. Yes, sir.
Brother Muhammad, I'm sorry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. But please come back Wednesday. You can complete the talk that you're bringing us tonight.
Inshallah.
I promise. Come back Wednesday.
Inshallah.
And I'll get time to complete what you're saying. It's beautiful. So
yeah.
I'm going to have to bring
Sujama. Allahu
Akbar. He has been a long time. Sorry about Phil.
Allahu Akbar.
I passed out. I've been working kind of hard today. But bring Brother Sujama. I'm there. I saw him making Brother Sujama. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I'm the last guy. I was on mute.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm sorry it took so long. But you got it the rest of the way. Take it the rest of the way. So you got it.
Alhamdulillah. You know, I was just, first of all, I'd like to say with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, the messenger of Allah, and he is God's servant. Brothers and sisters, you know, the biggest thing and the thing that's attracting people's attention right now is what's going on there at the Gaza Strip, Pakistan, you know, and I think it done went up to 10,000 people that been killed. 10,000 people there in the Gaza Strip have been killed, and they're still killing them, you know. I'm hearing that there in the Gaza Strip they got oil and minerals there that is priceless, you know. There's a whole lot of wealth there in that land. So they keep flashing over the top of it, you know, and showing you the buildings and things. But later on, they are showing us how they are destroying the Gaza Strip. They say they're going to destroy the old Gaza Strip, and people say they're going to kill them too. So I'm going to close it up in prayer. And inshallah, Akbar, are we going to talk about the reparation today?
Papa.
Yeah.
Is it open? The mic is not open? She asked for reparation. You didn't stand because she got the same clues. I couldn't say anything. You got to open it. You had to mute. You had your phone on mute.
I'm just inquiring whether or not they're going to have a reparation program today.
Brother Hameen, are you going to have a reparation?
I mean,
all right.
Not tonight, brother.
Okay.
Not tonight.
Okay. Okay then, okay, brother. I mean, all right then. So I'm going to inshallah and go ahead and close it up in prayer. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful.
Mention the calendar.
You received them, you say?
Yeah, yes, I did.
Praise be to Allah. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, now.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. You can go close out if you want to.
Yes, sir. A'udhu Brahi Mena Shaitan Rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou had bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, not those who go astray. I mean.
I mean. Thank you, everybody.
I submit.
Thank everyone for being on live on the Brock Talk tonight. We welcome you every Tuesday. We welcome you to PUII meeting every Tuesday. You can come on the show and be with us in the morning time at from eight to nine. I mean, every Wednesday we have we just talk about whatever we want to talk about. And you're welcome. And the number from BUII is
2 I can get it right quick.
Okay.
Okay. It's 945-218-0950. 945-218-0950. And the access number is 749-764-#. 749-764-#. And we comes on at 6 a.m. Tuesday. 6 a.m. Tuesday Central Time, Eastern Time 7 a.m.
Thank everybody. New calendars there. The Recreation and Dawa. Beautiful calendar to have on your wall. And trying to get funds up to get land and get the things we need. Thank you so much. May Allah continue to bless us all. May we have a safe night and inshallah.